Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Lamed Vav. We left off at the very top of Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph. So yesterday we were discussing the Mishnah that we began Lamed Hey Amud Beis with. The Mishnah had given us three additional things that a person is allowed to do for his friend, even though his friend is a Mudur Hana from him. So this continued with a Mishnah that we had already a couple of days ago, various things that you're allowed to do, notwithstanding that your friend is Asur to have Hana from you. So yesterday, we discussed the clause of the Mishnah, which had said that that if the Madir is a Kohen, then the Madir is allowed to bring for the Mudar certain karbanos. And the Gemara was trying to bring Rayas back and forth, whether we can prove from here that Kohanim are either shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether they are our shluchim when they bring karbanos and perform the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on our behalf. The Gemara tried to prove that it's obvious that they're shlucha d'shmaya, because if they were shlucha didan, then how could it be that the madar who's a kohen would be allowed to bring the karban on behalf of the mudar? The mudar would be getting hana by making the kohen a shliach in order to bring his karban. And the Gemara was trying to raise a distinction between mechusrei kapara, between karbanos of mechusrei kapara and real karbanos, regular karbanos. So a karban of mechusrei kapara is a karban that you would have to bring at the end of a tahara process just to make yourself permissible to eat kachim, like kine zavim, kine zavos, kine yaldos. And then the Mishnah had said chatos vashamos, we'll get to that today. And the Gemara had said maybe it's different, and that a kohen is allowed to bring those types of karbanos, because those types of karbanos do not require das, and if they don't require das bailim, there's not maybe such a shlichus. And the Gemara said maybe we could distinguish that from real karbanos, like a real chatas, let's say, which comes to be mechaper on something, and in order to get a kapara, obviously the bala karban requires das, and if the bala karban would require das, maybe the madir would not be able to bring the karban on behalf of the mudir. We also pointed out yesterday, as the Ran said, the Ran will reiterate today, that we do prove from another sugya Maseches Kedushin that Kohanim are Shluche D'Shmaya, and that they're not Shluche D'Idan. From the fact that Kohanim are able to perform the Beis HaMikdash, the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash altogether, and one of the principles, one of the tenets of Shlichus, is that you cannot appoint somebody to be a Shliach for something that he could not do himself. And therefore, if Yisrael could not do the avoda himself, it's obvious that he can't appoint a kohen as a shliach to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah in order to potentially resolve this question. Today, we continue with a discussion of of the potential for a kohen doing the avoda on behalf of the Mudar. Again, the Gemara is going to try to make distinctions between Mechusrei Kapara, other karbanos that require das, versus other karbanos, whether you're allowed to bring certain karbanos without das bailim in different cases. So we'll see that discussion on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. And then on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the first clause of the Mishnah, which is actually discussed second in order, which is that the Mishnah said that Torem es Trumosav, Eves Masrosav, that if the Mudor is not allowed to have Anah from the Madir can nonetheless be Torem Trumosav Maisros from the Mudor. So that clause we left ambiguous in the Mishnah, because it is ambiguous in the Mishnah, but we're going to discuss whose produce is being used when the Madir is being Torem, the Trumas of Maisros for the Mudar. Is it the produce of the Madir, or is it the produce of the Mudar? And the Mishnah also said that you're allowed to be Torem Trumas of Maisros of Ledaito. Who's Das? Is it the Das Madir? Is it the Das Mudar? If it's the Das Mudar, why is that not a problem of Shlichus? Because the guy should be getting a Hana that his friend is doing a Shlichus for him. So we'll discuss all of that. And we'll get, hopefully, to the bottom of the Yamud, and we'll leave off with the discussion of that which we said, that the Madir is also allowed to teach various forms of Torah Shabbal Peh to the Mudar, but not Mikra. So hopefully we'll pick up from that discussion tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get all the way to Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara at the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, so Masav Rav Simi Bar Abba. So Rav Simi Bar Abba asks a kasha on the statement of the Gemara, on the attempted distinction that the Gemara wanted to draw between a karban mechusrei kapara and a regular karban, that it was only a karban of mechusrei kippurim that the kohen who was a madir was allowed to bring, and that which could be brought shalomidas, but a chatas and an asham could not be brought shalomidas, and therefore could not be brought by a madir who was a kohen, if the and the mudir could not get anah from that sort of karban. Zamasav Rav Simi Bar Abba Imhaya kohen yizrak alav dam chataso v'dam ashamo. That if the guy was a kohen, if the madir was a kohen, the madir could nevertheless be zorek on behalf of the mudir, dam chatas and dam asham. So how can you tell me that the only time the madir is allowed to bring a korban is by mechusrei kippurim? We have a chatas and an asham which come for kapara. They're not mechusrei. They're not korbanos mechusrei kippurim. They're korbanos that generally require the person's das and generally come to be mechaper on a specific sin. Yet we see the kohen is bringing the korban on behalf of the mudir. So says the Gemara, no, that doesn't mean a regular chatas and an asham. It means dam chataso shel mitzora v'dam ashamo shel v'dam ashamo shel mitzora. That it means specifically that we're talking specifically by the chatas and the asham of a mitzora. So also there's an element of mechusrei kippurim to these karbanos, and these are not regular karbanos of a chatas or an asham. The Ran says, what's the Gemara going to searching and bringing a rye or a potential question from the Brisa? If you read our Mishnah, and we said yesterday that with these words of the Mishnah were difficult, but the Mishnah had said, the Mishnah had said, umakor v'lov kinei zavin, kinei zavos, kinei yoldos, chatos v'ashamos. So our Mishnah itself had said that the Kohen who's a Madir is allowed to, the Madir who's a Kohen is allowed to bring these Chatos and Hashamos. So why is the Gemara searching for a Brisa to bring a question from as opposed to asking from the Mishnah? So the Ran says that from the Mishnah it's clear, given the context, that we're talking about Chatos v'Hashamos Shel Metzora. Because the Mishnah says, Kine Zavim, Kine Zavos, Kine Yoldos, Chatos v'Hashamos. So it's much, in the context of Mechusrei Kippurim, it's obvious that these Karbanos, Chatos, and Asham are also talking about Mechusrei Kippurim. However, this Brisa, which talks only about Chatos and Hashamos, I might have thought that they're regular Chatos and Hashamos. So the Gemara was bringing a question on the proposition that we had stated yesterday. Kamash Vulan, the Brisa also was talking about Chatos v'Hashamos. Other Rishonim aren't Gores in the Mishnah Chatos v'Hashamos at all, because they say it doesn't fit in. So if you're not Gores in the Mishnah Chatos v'Hashamos, obviously we understand why we're bringing a Raya or asking a Kasha from the Brisa and not from the Mishnah. But in any event, the answer of the Gemara is that we're talking about a chatos and an asham of mitzora, which is also a korban mechusrei kippurim. Dechsev, it says in the Gemara, three lines down from the top, zos tia Torah samitzora, this is the Torah of the mitzora, ben gadol ubein katan, whether it be for a gadol or whether it be for a katan. So what's the point of ben gadol ben katan? Well, like we saw yesterday, a katan is lav bardas. So if you could bring a korban on behalf of a katan, it's obvious that we're talking about the type of korban that doesn't require das, because a katan can never have das. So if you don't require das in order to bring this korban, it's obviously the type of korban that a madir is allowed, the madir who's a kohen is allowed to bring for the mudir, because there's less of an element of shlichus, because there's no das required in order to vest the kohen with the authority to bring the korban on behalf of the mudir. So Tanan, the Gemara is going to try to bring another raya. Hakohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. The Gemara, this now is another raya on whether the kohanim are shluchei d'shmaya or shluchei didan. So hakohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. If the kohanim are mefagel in the mikdash, when they bring a karban, they have a kavana chutz lizman. They have a kavana that the karban will be eaten after the permissible zman achila. So here's the story. So mezidin, if they're mefagel b'mezid, then chayavim. Then the kohen is mechuyav. Then the kohen is chayav. Hashogegin peturin. However, if they're shogeg, if they're mefagel b'shogeg, then they are potter. Ella shepigulam pigul. But their pigul remains pigul. That, in other words, the kohen has the ability to be mefagel a korban, to cause a psul in the korban, if he has a kavanas pigul b'shogeg. So says the Gemara, how does this work? So Iyamrit bishlam ashluchid ishmaya, if the Kohanim are shluchid ishmaya, if they are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a hainu shepigulam pigul. That's why their pigul can be a pigul. Ela I amr shluche didan have. But if they're shluche didan, if there are shluchim, if the kohanim are our shluchim when they bring the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, amai pigul and pigul. Why is there pigul a pigul? Lemale, let the bala karban say, shlicha shavisech, I appointed you as a shliach to bring my karban, and litkune v'lo lavisi. I wanted you to be my shliach if you were going to do the shlichas in the proper way. But I never wanted you to do my shlichas if you were going to do it in the improper way and cause the karban to become pigol. The Ran points out it's important just to understand which clause of this brisa the Gemara is asking the kasha from. The Gemara is not asking the kasha from the clause of the brisa that says that if the kohen was mefagel b'mezid, then the kohen is chayev. The Ran says certainly in that case, the kohen has the authority, has the ability to make the animal, to make the korban pigel. Why? Because over here, if the korban's acting b'mezid, he's acting of his own volition, he's acting on his own initiative, he's not even acting with the shlichus of the Baalim, and adam osur davar shena shalo. So the kohen has the ability to osur the korban even though it's not his, even though it belongs to the Baalim, it belongs to the Baal HaKarban. The Gemara's kasha is from the second case, which was if the kohen is mefagel b'shogeg, then he's putter from tashlumen, he's putter to pay, but he's putter from paying, but the karban is pigel. So on that, the Gemara is saying, well, it's apparent that if the kohen did the pigel b'shogeg, if the kohen was mefagel b'shogeg, he was still attempting to fulfill the shlichus of the bala karban. But in that case, the bala karban should be able to say to him, I appointed you a shliach only to do right by me, not to do ill by me. And so that's the kasha. So it's obvious then we see that the kohanim are shluche d'shmaya, and that explains why the kohen has the ability to be mefagel a karban if he has kavanos pigel b'shogeg. So says the Gemara, not necessarily, because Amri, we could say, Shani Gabe Pigel, Pigel is different. Diamar Kra, Lo Yichashev Lo, Mikol Makom. By Pigel, it says, Pigel Hu Lo Yichashev, the Pasuk says by Pigel, and we're Doresh, Mikol Makom. In other words, so the Ribuy of Mikol Makom will come to include the fact that the Kohen can make something pigel if he has a kavanas pigel b'shogeg, and even though, generally speaking, if we were to apply the general principles of shlichus, you might think that the bala korban could say to the Kohen, Litzkunei shavasicha v'lo lavusei, Kamash Malan, we have a ribuy in the pasuk that teaches me that the Kohen can effect pigel if he has the kavanas pigel b'shogeg. So this concludes the sugya of shluchad ishmaya, shluchad idan. The Ran just reiterates over here that even though this Gemara leaves it as a safek, even though we leave this Gemara unresolved, the kasha unresolved in this Gemara, and the sugya Maseches Kedushin, it's apparent that Kohanim are in fact shluchad ishmaya, they are not shluchad idan. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Gufa. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Hakol Tzrichin Das, all korbanos require Das, Habailim, Das Bailim, Chutz Mi Mechusar Kapara, except for Mechusar Kapara. Why does Mechusar Kapara not require Das? Shareyada may be Karban Albanav Albanosav Aktanim, because a person can bring a Karban for his minor sons and daughters. And his minor sons and daughters obviously are incapable of having das, and the Ran says that we're done in efshar misha e efshar, and just like in the case of e efshar, in the case where it's impossible for the bala karban to have das, where it's impossible for the minor sons and daughters to have das, you may bring the karban on behalf of your minor sons and daughters. Also, in a case where it's efshar, when you're dealing with a gadol who's capable of having das but doesn't have das, you're also allowed to bring a korban for that person, for the person who's capable of having das yet doesn't have das. So says the Gemara, Elameyata yavi adam chatas chelev al chavero. Well, in that case, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to learn like this and say that since you could bring a korban on behalf of somebody who's incapable of having das, you could also bring the korban on behalf of somebody who's capable of having das but doesn't, so a person should also be able to bring a chatas chelev al chavero. A person should be able to bring a bona fide chatas on behalf of his friend, Shekein Adam Mevi Alishto Shota, because a person could also bring on his wife a Karban Chatas on behalf of his wife who's a Shota, and a Shota is incapable of having Das, and if the person can bring the Karban on behalf of his wife who's a Shota, which is a case of E-Efshar, the person should also be able to bring the Karban for the case of Efshar, for the case of an adult who is capable of having Das, but doesn't have Das. The Ran points out, what's Chatas Chelev? Chatas Chelev means any Chatas. It means any Chatas, like a standard Chatas. The reason that the Gemara calls it Chatas Chelev is because the Stam Chatas, the prototypical Chatas mentioned in the Psukim, is for the Avera of eating Chelev, but it means any Chatas. So the Gemara's Kasha is, person should be able to bring even a Karban Chatas for somebody without the person's Das, because a person can bring a Karban Chatas in a certain situation where the Bala Karban is incapable of having Das, by Ishto Shota. Karav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda, Alama, however we say, Alama Rav Elezer, Hifresh Chatas Chelev Al Chavero, Lo Asa Klum. Nevertheless, Rav Elezer says that if a person is Mafresh Chatas Chelev on behalf of his friend, it's a useless act. He didn't accomplish anything. Why? Because we see that you do require the Das Bailem in order to bring a Karman Chatas. But why, if you could bring a Chatas on behalf of your Ishto Shota, on behalf of your wife who happens to be a Shota? So says the Gemara, not so. There's no raya from here. Why? Because Ishto Shota Hechadami. What exactly is the case of Ishto Shota that you're trying to prove that you're bringing the Karman Chatas on behalf of her? So Ide Achla Keshe Ishota. If she ate the chelev when she was a shota, then lav bas karbani, then she's not responsible for her action. She's not even responsible for bringing a karban. Should point out, parenthetically, the reason that the Gemara is not saying a person can bring a chatas on behalf of his kids are not baronshin, so his kids aren't mechuyev and karbanas at all. But this woman who's a shota, nevach, she doesn't have any control over what she's doing. She's not required to bring a karban at all. Now, v'idachla keshi pikachas, now if she ate the chelev, she did the avera when she was sane, so she was responsible for her actions at that time, v'nishtates, and then she became a shota, ha'marav yirmi ha'marav avo ha'marav yochanan, ochal chelev v'ifrish karban, v'nishtata, if a person ate chelev, was mafresh karban chatos, and then became a shota, v'chazar v'nishtapa, and then became sane again, then pasul, then the karban is pasul, hol v'nidche yidche, Then since the karban was pushed off, it was nidche at the time that she was a shota, because when she was a shota, she was not mechuyevus in a karban. Once the karban was experienced a dichui, experienced a situation and a time period of being invalid on account that she was a shota, yidche, the karban is nidche lagamri. The karban is nidche lagamri. The Rashash explains, therefore, there is no situation, there's no scenario in which the guy would be bringing a karban on behalf of his wife, who's a shota. If she was a shota when she did the avera, then she wasn't mechuyevus in a karban at all. If she was a pikachas when she did the avera, and then she was a shota through and through, then again, you're not mechuyevus a karban when you're a shota. And if you want to say if she was a pikachas when she did the avera, then she became a shota, then she became a pikachas again, through the principles of dichui, the karban wouldn't be valid. So there's never a case that you're bringing a chatas for somebody who lacks das. Therefore, we can't be done efshar mishi'i efshar, and we can't say that you should therefore be able to bring the karban chatas on behalf of a regular adult who's capable of having das, even though he doesn't, because we never have the model case of a person bringing a chatas on behalf of somebody who lacks das. So says the Gemara, well, let me bring a raya from Korban Pesach. Elameyata, yavi otem Pesach al chavero. But if we're going to be done efshar mishai efshar, then a person should be able to bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of his friend, shekein adam mevi al banav al benosav aktanim, because a person can bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of his minor sons and daughters, even though they don't have das, in order to be included in his karban. So we know that as the Gemara says, Alama, however, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Elazar, Hifrish Pesach al Chavero, if a person is mafresh a Pesach for his friend, Lo Asa Klum, he hasn't accomplished anything. So what's this talking about a Karban Pesach? So we know that the way to to subscribe to a Korban Pesach is just that. Basically, you have to subscribe to a specific Korban. You have to be appointed to be included in a specific Korban. If you're going to be appointed to be included in some sort of Korban, you obviously require Das. Now, if a person can appoint his minor sons and daughters to be included in a Korban, even though they don't have Das, if we're done Efshar, Misha E Efshar, I should also be able to include my friend in the Korban, even though he's capable of having Das, yet doesn't have Das. But Rav Elazar told me that if I'm mafresh my Korban on behalf, if I include my friend in my Korban Pesach, or attempt to include my friend in my Korban Pesach, I haven't accomplished anything. Samar Rav Zera said Lebeis Avos, Lav Deoraisa, that there is no requirement to register, that there is no requirement to register people on the Korban Pesach, on a Deoraisa level. And since there is no requirement on a Deoraisa level to register people on the Korban Pesach, it's not a case of done in Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. The reason that he could be mafresh the Korban on behalf of, or the reason that he could include his minor sons and daughters in the Korban Pesach is because there's no requirement in Deoraisa to include people, to appoint people in his Korban Pesach. So how do we know this? Umimai, and how do we know that Silabes Avos Lav Deoraisa, that there is no Deoraisa requirement to appoint people and to include people in the Korban Pesach? Mititnan from this Mishnah, Ha'omer Libanov, if a person says to his kids, Hareini Shochet Es HaPesach Al Misha Yalami Kem Rishon LiYerushalayim, I'm shechting a Korban Pesach on behalf of those of you who enter Yerushalayim first. So Kivan Sheikhnis Rosha Verubo, the children start off on their race to Yerushalayim. When the first one enters his head and most of his body in Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechelko, he zoche in his chelek of that Korban Pesach, umezake as achivimo, and he's mezake his brothers with him. So how does this work? V'yamrit selaveis avos daraisa. If you want to say selaveis avos is daraisa, al bisra koi mezaki lehu. So the case was where the guy says, I am shechting my Korban Pesach, and I'm going to include whichever one of you reaches Yerushalayim first in this Korban Pesach with me. So the Korban Pesach has already been shechted when the first son reaches Yerushalayim, yet we see somehow the son is being included in the Korban. But if you read the Psukim, the whole concept of being appointed on a Korban is that you have to be appointed on a Korban, you have to be appointed on a Korban before the Korban is shechted. You can't be appointed on a Korban retroactively after the Korban is shechted. It all has to precede the Shechita of the Korban. But over here, the Korban was shechted when the first kid reaches Yerushalayim. And if registration is only possible before Shechita, and the kid reaches Yerushalayim after the Shechita, we see that what's happening here is not a real bona fide registration on the Korban. So it's done for some other reason. So why is it done? Why is it done in this case? Ella lama lahu. The Amar Lulu Navuan. So why did their father say to them, "Oh, I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of whichever one of you reaches Yerushalayim first"? It's only kedei lazarzim b'mitzvos. It's to teach them to be zariz in mitzvos. It's to teach them to have an enthusiasm and to want to try to get to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim first. Tani Nami Hachi, and it's apparent also from the Lashon here, if you're Medayik in the Lashon, Maisahaya, there was a Maisa, the Kidmu Banos Labanim, and the daughters actually reached Yerushalayim before the sons, Venimtsu Banos Zrizos Ubanim Shvelim, and it turns out that the Banos were Zrizos, And the Bunim were Shvelim. The Bunos were enthusiastic. They acted with alacrity. And the Bunim were lazy. Now the Ron points out what it doesn't say is that Venimtsu Bunos Zachu and Bunim Lo Zachu. It doesn't say, oh, there was a guy who said that whoever gets to Yerushalayim first should be Zoch and the Korban Pesach, and the daughters beat the sons, so the daughters were Zoch and the sons weren't Zoch. It doesn't say that. All it says were Venimtsu, Banos, Zrizos, and Banim Shvelim, because this was all done as a motivational tactic. That's what the Gemara is saying. It was never done with the intent that he actually only be mezakeh the korban to those who came up first. So we had another attempted raya from a case of dun and efshar mishi efshar. We had an attempted raya that you should be able to bring a korban on behalf of somebody who doesn't have das because you could bring the korban on behalf of somebody who's incapable of having das. We tried bringing three rayas, and the Gemara was docha all three rayas. So we're left with our distinction between mechusrei kapara, which somebody is allowed to bring on behalf of somebody else without the das of the baal hakorban, and all other kabonos, which a person would not be able to bring on behalf of somebody else without the das bailin. Okay, so says the Gemara, now turning to the first clause of the Mishnah, Vitore Mesh Trumosav, that the Madir is allowed to bring, is allowed to give Trumas Maestros from on behalf of the Mudar. So Yiboilu, Safrak the Gemara, Satore Mishelo Al Shel Chavero, if a person is Toreim from his own produce on his friend's produce, Tzarech Daito or Olo, does he require the Das Bailim or not? So the Ron explains that this all revolves around the principle of Zachin La Adam Shalo, Zachin La Adam Shalo Bafanav. That it's Zachin La Adam Shalo Bafanav, generally speaking, a person has to be appointed as a shliach in order to do something on behalf of his friend, or in order to be koneh something on behalf of his friend. But we have a principle, zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav, that if there's something that's a pure zchus hulo, that's a pure zchus, it's a pure benefit to him, sometimes we see that you can accomplish that zechia even shelo b'fanav, even if the guy is unaware, because we assume we have an umdana, he would want you to do it for him. So the Ron just explains, well, so we have to be careful. The fact that I say that I could be Toreim Trumas Maisros on your produce, on your behalf, that's only on the principle of Zachan Adam Shalom Bafanav. Zachan Adam Shalom Bafanav would only be if I'm using my produce in order to take Trumas Maisros on your behalf. If I were to go into your house and take Trumas Maisros from your produce, that's not quite a Zachan Adam Shalom Bafanav, because then I'm actually using your produce. That's a little bit less of a schus. But the kasha is, if I am taking from my produce, Trumas Maestros, on your behalf, do I require your das or not? On Zachan Adam Shalom Bafanav or not? So, mi amin an kivan schusu lo tzarech das, since it's schus for him, he doesn't require das. Odilma mitzvah dilehi v'nichale lemevde, or maybe, no, he does require the das of the person on whose behalf he's separating the Trumas Maestros, because it's a mitzvah to separate Trumas Maestros, and maybe we have an umdana, not that Zachan Adam Shalom Bafanav, but that the guy would prefer to do a mitzvah with his own nechasim, the guy would prefer to do a mitzvah with his own produce, and he doesn't want the other person separating Trumas Maestros on his behalf. So how do we resolve this question? So Tashmasa says the Gemara. The Gemara brings an attempted raya. So Toreim es trumosav ve'es masrosav ledaito. We said in the Mishnah that if the Mudar is not allowed to have anah from the Madir may nevertheless be Toreim trumos un maisros midaito. So what does this mean? What does this mean, ledaito? So b'mayaskinan. So what case are we talking about? Ilema min bal hakri al shel bal hakri. If you want to say that he's taking trumas maestros from the kri, from the untithed heap, in other words, from the produce that was owned by the mudar, al shel bal hakri, on the produce that was owned by the mudar, uledaito daman. Whose das now is required according to the Mishnah? Ilema ledaito delay. If it's the das of the separator, in other words, when the separator is taking Trumas Maestros from the Balakri, from the Mudar's produce, on the Balakri, on the Mudar's produce, then we require the das Madir, that the Madir has to know that he's separating Trumas Maestros, Manshav Yishliach. Well, who appointed this guy Yishliach to take Trumas Maestros from the Mudar's produce? On the Mudar's produce, what good does the Madir's Das do? Nobody appointed him a Shliach. The guy's a thief by going into his friend's house and taking Trumas Maestros from his produce. So, Ella Ledaito de Balakri. So, how do you interpret it then? We're talking about a case where the Madir took Trumas Maestros from the produce of the Mudar, on the produce of the Mudar, with the Das of the Mudar. Well, hang on. If it was with the das of the mudar, hakamahani le dekaavet shlichuse, then the madir is being mahane the mudar because the madir is doing the shlichus of the mudar. So how could it be then that? So how could it be that it's permissible for the madir to give truma samaisros on behalf of the mudar? The very fulfillment of the agency is a hana. So how could this be? So ella mishalo al shabalakri. It's not talking about a case where the madir took trumas amaisros from the produce of the mudar on the produce of the mudar. It's the madir took trumas amaisros from his produce, from the produce of the madir, on the produce of the mudar. Uladaito dama. Now, who's das here? So, ilem uladaito de balakri, if it's the das of the balakri, doesn't matter from whose produce you're taking trumas amaisros. If it's with the das of the balakri, we still have that problem that the madir is fulfilling the shlichus of the mudar, and the fulfillment of the shlichus would be a hana. Hakamahani le, says the Gemara. Elalav l'dayte denafshe. So elalav, it means his own das. It means the case is where the madir is taking trumas amaisros using his produce on the produce of the mudar, and the madir is having the das to separate the trumas amaisros, that his trumas amaisros should be good for the mudar's produce as well. So umishalo toreim al shel chavero, and he's being toreim from his own produce on his friend's produce. The e amrit tzarech das, and if you want to say that if toreim mishalo al shel chavero does require das, if you want to say that Torah Mishalo Shal Chavero requires das, that was the shaila that the Gemara raised initially at the top of the Amud. If Torah Mishalo Shal Chavero does require das, hakamahani lei, so then still he is being mahane the madir, the mudar, when he takes trumas amaisros even from his own produce, because if any time you have trumas amaisros separated on your behalf, it requires your own das, then when the madir is separating the trumas amaisros on behalf of the mudar using the madir's own produce, he's fulfilling his shlichus. The fulfillment of the shlichus is hana, and it should be usur because the mudar is not allowed to have hana from the madir. Elalav ein tzarech das. So it's apparent that when the madir separates mishalo al shel chavero, that he doesn't require his das. The Ran just points out that from the sheet that he brings down from the sheet of the Rashba that it's apparent that the only hana that the Gemara is afraid of here is the hana of the madir fulfilling the shlichus of the mudar. Because so far what we're saying is, if you require the das mudar, how could it be? The madir then is performing a shlichus on his behalf. Now, but if it's the das madir, or if ain't sarach das, then fine, because then there is no shlichus. How about the fact that the madir is using his own produce to separate trumas amaisros on behalf of the mudar? That the madir is being metakein the produce of the mudar by using his own produce. So why is the fact that the madir is using his own produce not a hana that's benefiting the mudar? So the Rashba says, because our Gemara holds like Chanan, the Shita of Chanan is that if you give mizonos to your if you support your friend's wife, then aniach mosav al keren atzvi, then you're never going to have to be repaid. The guy's never going to be repaid, and therefore it's not really considered to be that type of hana. That we saw over the past couple of days generally, that there is a distinction between deferring some sort of obligation and actually conferring a tangible benefit. So the Rashba says that this is obviously holding like Chanan. The Ran says no, that even if we're talking like the Chachamim, that ultimately speaking, the beneficiary would have to repay the benefactor on behalf of the favor of a year, still it would not be considered to be that the mudar is getting a hana from the madir. Why? Because the madir also has a hana. How does the madir have hana if he's separating from his produce on the produce of the mudar? Because he has the tovas hana, deciding which coin he's going to give the truma to. So he's going to decide which coin to give the truma to. The coin is then going to curry favor to him. So he's benefiting also. So that's the way the Ran explains. That's why the primary concern here is the concern in the madir's performance of the shlichus of the mudar. So liolam, so it says the Gemara like this, liolam mishal balakri al balakri, about halfway down lamed vav amed beis, liolam mishal balakri al balakri. Really, we're talking about where the madir is separating trumas and maestros from the mudar on the produce of the mudar. Kedama rava, biyomar, I, he's performing shlichas, biyomar rava, biyomar kol arotza litram yavav yitram, hachanami biyomar kol arotza litram yavav yitram. The mudar never made the madir a shliach. Because it's not midaito doesn't mean, oh, I have in mind that I'm appointing you as a shliach. It's some vague, lashon of, oh, whoever wants to do this could come and do it, which the Ron says is not really an appointment of shlichas. So, by mine Rav Yirmi Rav Zera. A Torah Mishalo Shel Chavero, if a person is Torahim from his produce on his friend's produce, Tovas Hanah Shel Mi. So who gets the Tovas Hanah? So Mi Amrinan, do we say, Ilav Pera Dahayech Mi Metakna Kri Dahu? Do we say, were it not for the produce of the Torahim, then the produce of the Balakri never would have been Metukan, and therefore the Tovas Hanah should go to the Torahim. Odilma Ilav Kri Dahu Lo Avan Pera Dahayin Truma. Or we say, no, were it not for the untied heap of grain that the other guy has, then the produce of the separator never would have been truma. There never would have been any untied produce that would have required truma to be taken on it. So Amarlei, Amarkra, es kol tfua zarecha, vinasata. It talks about tfua zarecha, which is a reference to the balakri, vinasata. So it's obvious that then the nasata obviously is a reference to the nesina of truma semaisros. So when the pasuk is talking about the nesina of truma semaisros, it says es kol tfua zarecha. That's a reference to the balakri. So it's evident then that the tovas hanah goes to the balakri. So esve frak the gemara. Torim es trumosav es masrosrav ledaito. But wait, well, let's bring a raya from the Gemara that we just read. That Torim es trumosav ves masrosav ledaito. That the madir can bring trumosum maestros ledaito. And it's ladas of the mudar we wanted to say. Viam retovas hanah de balakri. And if you want to say that the tovas hanah, I'm sorry, ledaito is the das of the madir. But viam retovas hanah de balakri, if you want to say that the tovas hanah belongs to the bal hakri, then the madir is being mahane the mudar when he's using his produce to separate truma on behalf of the produce of the mudar, because if the tovas hanah goes to the balakri, i.e. to the mudar, then the mudar is getting hana from the fact that the madir is separating truma on his behalf. Ela shmamina tovas hanah delay. So we see that the tovas hanah then must belong to the separator, or must belong to the madir. So amri lo mishal balakri, it belongs to the balakri. Amri lo. No, the Mishnah is not talking about a case where the madir is using his own produce to separate trumas and maestros on the produce of the mudar. The Mishnah is talking about a case of mishal balakri al shabalakri, where the madir is using the produce of the mudar to separate on the produce of the mudar, uladaito de balakri. And according to the das of the balakri, it requires the das of the balakri. Aye, if we have the das of the balakri, if we have the das of the mudar, why is it not a hana that the madir is performing the shlichas of the mudar and it should be aser? Because as we answer, biyomar kolarotza yitram, kolarotza litram yavo v'yitram. Because we're dealing with a case where the guy never appointed him an actual shliach. Rather, the guy only made a vague reference to anybody who wants to could come and do this on my behalf. It's important to note that Ron says that there's a distinction between saying kol arotza litrom yavo v'yitrom and kol ashamea koli yavo v'yitrom. Because kol arotza litrom yavo v'yitrom means anybody, this opportunity is open to anybody. Kol ashamea koli, if he says it within earshot of somebody, it's apparent that there's a little bit more of a direct shlichas than where somebody stam makes a very, very broad pronouncement. So says the Gemara, one final raya, Tashma Yamar of Avo Amar of Yochanan, Hamakdish, it the Makdish, the person who's Makdish something, Mosef Chomesh, he has to be Mosef Chomesh when he redeems the item. Umischaper Oset Mura, and the Mischaper, the Baal HaKarbon, is the one who has the ability to make a Tmura by a Karbon, not somebody else, it's only the Baal HaKarbon. Viatore Mishalo, Al She'ena Shalo. And if somebody used Torahim from his produce on his friend's produce, Tovas Hanah Shelo. The Tovas Hanah belongs to the separator. So thus we conclusively resolved our question. If a person uses his produce to separate Trumas and Maestros on his friend's produce, he gets the Tovas Hanah. So in our fact pattern, the Madir would be getting the Tovas Hanah, not the Mudir, not the Balakri. So we'll pick up, God willing, with the explanation of the last clause of the Mishnah tomorrow.